This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
First inning, I'm a little sleepy.
What the hell is that? The manager sleeping in the dugout? Oh my God. If your team was the Yankees, okay, sleep away. Just get out of the way and let that incredible roster that keeps getting better. You got Jake Diekman. You're done. Better not be done.
Well, based on the way the White Sox played against the Royals yesterday, I would have been sleeping too. But I got to sit there and watch that. This lousy offense. Great pitching, lousy offense. I would have been sleeping too.
Kopech was outstanding.
Yeah, I don't blame La Russa. I mean, it has been a season filled with tryptophan for the White Sox. It has been. Because it's been so up and down. They are the embodiment of 500. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly who they are.
You are 100% accurate.
Up and down. Up and down. You would think it's the Kansas City Royals. They got nothing to play for. You got everything to play for. You want to be a playoff team? But as I've been saying, and I'm going to be the lone wolf in this, I've been telling you, Cap, this team acts like they can just throw their glove on the field and win every game 8-1.
You're right.
That's how they play.
You're right.
I've never seen anything quite like that before. I've seen bad teams. I'm a White Sox fan. I know what bad teams look like. I've seen it for years in my life. But I've never seen a team with so much swagger, change the game and all that, that feels like, you know what, when I step in the batter's box, I'm going to hit a 10-run homer. When I get out on the field, I'm going to make all the great catches. And then when you don't, it's like, oh, well, next play. It's so cavalier. It's like they play like they are the drizzling, you know what, like they are the cat's ass. And they're just not. I've never seen anything like it, right? From top to bottom, you look at that lineup, and they really believe that there's something. And they're not. They're just not. I mean, the way they play. Now, here's the thing. They might win the series against the Royals. That's not the point. The point is that where is the sense of urgency?
Don't see it.
It's too much of a cavalier ball club for me at 35th and Vec. Like, yeah, you know, we'll add on, and then we'll just turn on what we want to. That's not how baseball works, man. It only works in a few examples. We've been talking about the Atlanta Braves, but that was trades that they made, and then the light came on, and they started playing much better baseball for them to win the World Series. I don't see it with this team. I don't.
I can't disagree with you. You're the lone wolf, the wolf pack, and then you got Shay, JR, and me, and now there's four in our wolf pack. I mean, what is going on over at 35th and Beck?
Never seen anything like it. But the team believes, because they're here to change the game, right? You're changing the game.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm Tim Anderson. I'm the leader. I'm one of the leaders of the team. Man, you going to pitch me up high and you call it a strike? No, I'm going to get into the umpire's face. You don't call a strike like that on me. Suspension. You don't know what's at stake? You never had a bad call against you before? What are you doing? And then just the approach yesterday. You know what I did, Cap? Just to change things up. You know what I did? I watched Hector and Ozzie Guillen on NBC Sports Chicago Plus. I watched the Spanish version broadcast. I watched that. I watched the majority of that. They were having fun.
They were.
That was more interesting than the ball game.
Yes. It's funny that you did that because I came home. I cooked dinner. I made my wife laugh. I was telling jokes. I was doing imitations that you taught me. And put the game on. She's on her computer. She doesn't care. I'm watching the game. I'm like, my God. Danny Lynch from our sales department is handcuffing you.
Yes. Yeah.
That was the guy's name. Daniel Lynch.
Yes. That's exactly right.
And I'm watching it. I flip over to 201.
Mm-hmm. I was like, watching.
Because I was at work and Big Frank walked in. Frank Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we get the big hurt the middle of the week?
Frank on a Monday.
And he said, yeah, Ozzy's doing the Spanish broadcast tonight.
Very entertaining.
So I flipped over and I don't speak Spanish. Muy poquito.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard giggling. I'm like, they're having a good time.
Yes.
I think the paper I saw today said there's three more coming. Mm-hmm. There are four more.
I was, now listen, my Peacock speaks a lot. She speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
She has, and she's still learning.
Fluent?
No, she's still learning. But she knew enough for me to explain to me some of the things that were being said. A lot of the stuff is being said. So, like, I'm watching that broadcast. You know what? And you know what? They had more fun than what I saw from this dead-ass White Sox team. They're having fun. They were showing the drinks there because they had their own special feed. They were showing like the ice cream that they were having.
See, great though.
Then they were laughing, having fun, and everything on that broadcast, even a high fly ball, sounds exciting, right? And you hear Ozzy, he was laughing.
Muy grande.
He was having fun.
Yes.
It was great. Like that's the thing that kept me watching the ball game. It's like those two are having fun.
Correct.
There's nothing against.
What's the guy's name? Hector what?
Is it Lozano?
Lozano.
Lozano?
Hector Lozano.
I mean, they were having fun. They had their own special feed. Like, this is great, man. There's nothing against Len and Stoney. I said, I needed a break. I just want to have some fun. I mean, every fly ball was pretty fun. Like, every hit that the Sox had. They had 10 of them, but they could only score one run. But you know what? That is White Sox baseball. And I see Tony La Russa. I see him sleeping in the dugout or having what our parents used to call, was it 40 winks?
Yeah, heavy eyes.
Yeah, just the fluttering eyes, just trying to stay awake. And he wasn't sleeping as much as just like trying to get focused and just fluttering his eyes. And at some point, he just like, okay, all right, let's go. Let's watch this bad offense again. And this is what it is. And so here we are with the trade deadline. And Diekman now is part of the team from the left-handed standpoint. So I like the move. But is that it? Is there more to come? That's the question.
I would think there is. I would hope there is. Like, Jock Peterson makes so much sense. Unless the Giants are trying to extort you, I would think they'd make a fair deal. That Giants team's not winning a World Series. It's not. Shay, look something up for me. The last half of last season. What is the White Sox record? Last half of last season. Because they're 500 right now.
When you say half, do you want after the All-Star break? Or
the last 81 games.
Or 81.
The final 81 games last year. Because my memory tells me and my eyes tell me it was right around 500. Because they got the big lead and they just cruised in to win the division.
So for those that don't know, Reese McGuire, who was a luxury to this team, you don't need three catchers. But Reese McGuire traded to Boston for Jake Diekman. Now, here's what I like. I like that Diekman has 51 strikeouts, and he's been able to, you know, it looks like he can be able to get strikeouts, but the thing is that he walks the ballpark. He's got 30 walks through 38 and a third innings pitched.
He's got dirty stuff. A veteran guy, supposedly great in the room, like a good dude.
Don't like the walks.
Like he fits.
I don't like the walks.
Well, you gave up Reese McGuire.
I understand that, but I mean, I need to have a high leverage guy from the left side. Is there more to come? You got another one coming, or is this it?
I would think you'll get maybe one more arm of some caliber, but I don't think you're getting another high-leverage lefty. The price is extraordinary for that.
Well, the price of trying to win a World Series, you know, as I tell my wife all the time when she goes, I don't know if we should get this. I go, quality costs, pal.
Right.
Quality costs. I mean,
we could buy that couch, Jonathan. It's on sale for $199, or that one's $999, but it's really not. Yeah. Well, the $199 one, when it breaks and you got to go buy another one,
yes.
What did you accomplish?
Right. She knows I'll break it. So that's why you get the $999 with the warranty. Yes.
I need the reinforced one.
Yes, exactly right.
I'll take that.
Exactly right, because she knows how I get down.
That's it.
Wow. But nonetheless, I would just tell you this, Cap, that it is paramount for Rick Hahn to be able to make more than just a few moves. If you really feel like you're going to go for it, then I expect the White Sox to be all over the trade deadline. I do not want the one-hour Sox-splaining from Rick Hahn, the one question for 15-minute answer of why the White Sox couldn't get what they wanted. I don't want to hear it. because all the expectations is about trying to win the World Series or to go further in the playoffs, and this is just one move. Something else, too, that we got to delve into regarding the White Sox. So what the hell's going on with Luis Robert? That sounds scary to me, because here's a guy here that has blurred vision and dizziness. He played a cup of coffee in a rehab game, and that's it. What's going on with him?
He was at the park yesterday, and he was going through a workout, but Tony said he's probably not going to be available tonight or tomorrow.
Okay, so what's the problem here?
I don't know.
If that's bizarre. If that's not COVID, then what's going on here?
It's not COVID.
Then does he have vertigo?
Something like that.
Okay. Well, that's a problem.
Makes it tough to hit a fastball when you're seeing six of them.
That's a problem.
Yes. That's a big problem.
When you need that bat in that lineup, and you do need his bat in the lineup, it's actually more than that, the Sox issues, but you like to have his bat in the lineup, clearly.
Can we also stop with the White Sox? We're right there on Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, with Manny Machado and Bryce Harper and all the other ones. Really? He did not get traded. He did not. Well, the Sox were one of the teams that were right there, said John Heyman. What does that mean? Stop. Okay, you made a call. And they said, yeah, we're not trading him. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
24 other GMs, I'm sure, made a call also.
Exactly right.
You have to do your due diligence to just call and say, what is it worth? Because you have to find out.
Correct.
So I saw the same thing, too. And can I just tell you, that's not reporting. That's not reporting.
Right. The agent says, yeah, Angels got calls on Shohei. Who's in there? Yankees, Padres, White Sox. Oh, they almost got him.
Okay.
No, you actually didn't.
No. The Sox fan, the Cub fan, I won't say the Sox fan, the Cub fan also knows better. We're a smarter fan today than we were 10 years ago to 20 years ago. We are in it because of the information that is given to us.
Uh-huh.
You just can't tell us, well, you know, the Sox were in on Ohtani. Well, everybody was in on Ohtani. Everybody wants to find out what it takes. So I'm not blowing my skirt up because I think Ohtani's going to be here, because I know he's not. He's not.
He's not coming here.
I'd love for that to be the case, but I know that's not going to be.
If he gets traded, it will be this winter if he turns down an extension. Yes, Jay.
Since the 81 game mark last season, they are 96-90.
Okay, so their total is 96-90 since the second half of last season to today. So maybe we need to stop with that's an elite ball club right there. They just have had a few injuries. They're basically a 500 team, just a click over.
Yep. That's who they are.
516 winning percentage.
Yeah.
That's who they are.
Correct.
Now, here's a question that no one's going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So are you better off with La Russa or Renteria?
It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's the exact same thing. They both got pounded in the playoffs.
Yeah, so what was the point of all of this? You got La Russa for an upgrade. There's nothing wrong with trying to get an upgrade, because I think it was just time for a change. So you go right to the top shelf, ideally, to a Hall of Fame manager. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know this Hall of Fame manager was going to be sleeping in the dugout and have an uninspired team. I don't care what's going on in that locker room. I don't care if they all get along. The results is that you're an average, dead-ass ball club. That's what you are.
Okay,
that's what you are at this point in time.
But what I'd also tell you is, if you're going to do that, whoever it is, A.J. Hinch to Joe Maddon to Tony LaRue, whoever the guy is, if you perceive you're upgrading and our window to win is right now, then add on like the Yankees do. I got a great stat I'll give to you when we come back. You won't believe it. You want to talk about a team committed to win? And they haven't won since 09.
Right.
They're the New York freaking Yankees. They don't ever rest. You won't believe this stat. And it's a perfect metaphor for what the Sox are not doing. It's MLB trade deadline day. Both Chicago teams expected to be wildly active today. We'll talk about it next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Go.
Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 with my guy, Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. We will get to Bears football because they did not have a good day yesterday.
We're going to be saying that a lot, I think, this season.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have a season in transition, Cap. That's where we are.
Yeah.
It's like the Sox. Season in transition.
Yes. And we will get to that, but it is a huge day. It's one of my favorite days of the sports calendar. Not my favorite, but one of them.
It's in the top 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to put it. MLB trade deadline day, and both Chicago teams are expected to be active. So I told you, I teased a statistic for you.
Yes, you wouldn't even tell me what it is.
No.
Okay.
Do you realize since the January 1 of 2021, so was that like a year and 8 months?
Sure.
Year and 7 months. The New York Yankees, how many prospects do you think they have traded out of their system in their quest to win another World Series?
I'm just going to give a number. I'll just say 5.
Shay, how many prospects have the Yankees dealt out of their minor league system in their quest to win?
In the last how long?
Year since January 1st, 2021. So 19 months.
11.
JR?
Yeah, I was going to go somewhere in between. Like, let's say 8.
Yeah, 33.
33 trades.
33 prospects they have moved. 33. So can we stop with the nonsense, oh my God, I can't trade my prospects because heaven forbid they might become Mike Trout. 99.9% of them don't. They don't. The Yankees do not care. They keep going international and signing anybody they can get because they're trade chips. They're poker chips that they can push into the table. They've made 4 deals. While the White Sox are getting Jake Diekman, whatever, he's okay. They gave up Reese McGuire, and they had to put in cash. Tells you what they're getting back. He's okay. The New York Yankees have added Andrew Benintendi, and now reportedly he's going to get vaccinated. What a shock. Kansas City, I get vaccinated for you. Oh, Yankees?
Yes.
World Series?
Yeah.
We got to play in Toronto? Yeah, I'll get vaccinated. They go and get Frankie Montas, the top available starter after Luis Castillo was traded, and they tried there. They just keep adding on. Do you want to win or not? Either you walk the walk or you talk the talk. The Sox, so far, I'll give them till 5 o'clock, they talk the talk. Yeah, we want to improve our team, and our window to win is now. Yeah, certainty. Houston, we're all in. Did you see who had the press conference yesterday, impromptu with the media? The owner.
Mm-hmm.
That was the owner. He's standing on the field. Can we ask you about the acquisition of Trey Mancini from the Orioles? Yeah. My guys really liked it. Our guys went to work hard. They did the background. He's healthy. He's good. But we got more to get done. We have more coming. Bam! Here's a starting catcher.
Just to back up your Yankees point, since the World Series, since they won the World Series in 2009, they've been in the playoffs 9 times, but always over 500. There was a couple of years, 13, 14, 16, they were not in the playoffs, but they were over 500, 85 or more wins. So they're always in the mix. They're always trying.
Always.
Right? So the idea that in New York, at ESPN New York, you will have some fans that will say that they're tired of Cashman. Hey, man, they're always plugging away, trying to win. That's all I want. They always want to be able to win. And so I appreciate that effort.
Correct.
And this is, and by the way, I'm not casting any aspersions at 35th and Beck and saying that they're not, but there is a ruthless aggression for teams like the Yankees and lately the Astros. Whatever you think about the Astros, they're trying to win. I like that. Showing us that you're trying to win. Everyone's not going to win the World Series, but if you try, I think a fan will give you the benefit of the doubt.
Completely agree.
3-1. Yankees, Astros, Cardinals, Padres all making a deal. Rays, the Angels holding on to Ohtani. That's where we are right now.
Correct. And we expect a ton of activity. Jeff Passan on SportsCenter last night said it's going to be wild today. Be deals all day long. We're going to find out. Let's see.
What's your phone say about the Cubs? What do you have there? Is your phone cold?
My phone right now is on the charger right here. It's cold on the Cubs.
Cold? Come on, what, give me a little something.
I mean, all my texts out there.
Okay, Contreras can't be kissing and hugging everybody every time that they play, and he's still in the Cubs uniform. He's going to get dealt, right?
It sounds like until the Soto deal is either on or off with San Diego, that the Cubs are in a holding pattern. I am hearing the Cubs are talking to San Diego about a monster where they would send multiple players to the Padres. Eric Hosmer and all his money would come back, and for taking said money, you'd get a hell of a package back. But again, they were close on that in spring training. It didn't get done. So why should I believe it will get done till it does?
Because Jed knows the Padres organization, knows A.J. Preller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's why he could feel like that could be a fit.
Correct.
Trading him to the Padres.
See, the Padres don't have the revenue streams that the Cubs have or the Yankees have. So they need to move money.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go get Juan Soto and all that he costs, I'm not talking about even re-signing him.
Yeah.
Eric Hosmer's got $20 million left this year. Or maybe I think it's half of that. It's $10 million this year and another $39 million after. The Cubs got money on this year's budget they haven't spent because they were planning on that deal in spring training. So you bring back all his money. He's an okay player. I haven't looked at his numbers lately. Yeah, whatever. He's Eric Hosmer. But if you're getting an elite prospect or two back, have at it. You're buying prospects is what you're doing. Let's go to Jordan in Merrillville, Indiana. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jordan.
Good. Hey, you know, once again, the White Sox lose the first game of a series, which is, you know, shocking. I think they're like 11-22 in first game of series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's all about, but, you know, that's 10 games under 500 right there, for crying out loud. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? If you just win half of those games, you'd be, you know, be in a better better shape. But the reason I was really calling was, Hoodie, as a fellow White Sox fan, I'm so frustrated with them. I'm to the point now, I wish they would just go ahead and lose 5 or 6 games in a row and just put me out of my misery. You know, it's just this up and down, you know, topsy-turvy is just unbelievable. You know, they give you false hope, oh, I'm going to win 2 games, get back over 500, and then lose games. You know, so, you know, I'm really to that point. Lose 4 or 5 games in a row, put me out of my misery, and, you know, I could go about my summer because this is just getting ridiculous.
Jordan, we appreciate the telephone call. You could be – you'd rather be the A's – or you'd rather be the Yankees. Because if you're the Yankees, you know that you're at the top and you can bust through that ceiling. When you're the A's, you know that you have to, you know where you're starting from. You're starting from the bottom, working your way up. But being in the middle in sports sucks. It sucks because you don't know the direction of your ball club. I don't care what sport it is. When you're in the middle, it's terrible. Because you're kind of up in arms. It's like, okay, are we going to be good? Are we going to be bad? If we add on, will we still be the same? That's the thing. When you're a bad ball club, it's like, okay, all right, we know where we're going. But when you're in the middle, it is bad. It is the worst place to be, middling. Nothing worse than being in the middle for a franchise. Where are you going?
You're correct.
Because you don't know where you're going.
You're correct.
Like, we could talk all day about what the Sox could add. I don't know if that moves a meter on this ball club. I don't know what motivates them. I don't. Well, not hyperbole. I don't know what motivates White Sox baseball for them to be good. I got to sit there for 3 hours waiting for Gavin Sheets to come through. That's not who I'm looking for. Gavin Sheets?
He's been your best player in the last 4 days.
I mean, can I just tell you? If Gavin Sheets is the best player on the White Sox, then the White Sox aren't very good. All these names, and that's what they are right now. All these names. And they're not coming through against teams like the A's and the Royals? Come on, man.
Agreed.
I understand where Jordan's coming from. He's like, he's investing time, right? Every night, every day to watch White Sox baseball and seeing for them to turn the corner like the Braves. And it ain't happening.
Agreed. One other thing. So the Cubs made a deal yesterday that when you first saw it, you went, whoa, they traded who? So they have this good young reliever with 5 more years of control named Scott Efros.
Yes.
He was struggling in the minors. They got him to become more of a drop-down sidearm guy, and he's become one of the better setup guys in the game this year. He's been outstanding. The New York Yankees call and say, we'd like Efros. Well, the price is going to be high when you're giving up someone that you control salary-wise for 5 years. Jed asked for one of their better pitching prospects. One list has him the fourth best prospect on the Yankees. Another had him seventh best. He is going. How do you pronounce his name? Wierenski?
Wesninski.
Wesninski. He is a guy. I called a friend of mine who works in a front office. He's high up with an American League team, and his name is not Jim Hendry, for anyone guessing. People were guessing on Twitter. No, it was not Jim Hendry pulling on the front of his shirt. It's not. So
yeah,
he said to me, look, you didn't get Max Scherzer back here at age 25, but you made a fine trade. You gave up a... Efros is a rookie. He's 28. 28! He said you gave up a 28-year-old setup guy. You can find those guys. And you got back a 24-year-old starting pitcher who, okay, maybe he's a four in your rotation. There's a lot of value to you control him for potentially 7 years. He said that was a really intelligent, well-thought-out trade by Jed. Hats off to him.
I don't know, Cap. I mean, I don't know if you want the Yankees getting into your young farm system with Efros. 28.
He's 28.
Cap, I like this kid, Efros. He's 28. What about this other kid that they got on there? It's Revis.
Yeah. He's back in the minors. Ortega. He's 30.
Yes.
I mean, Schwindel. People keep going, look at the young kids playing over there.
Young kids?
They're not young. Trust me.
This is what happens when you don't replenish the farm system, and all those guys that was sitting there during the winning years of the Cubs, they got old, and he's like, all right, call them up. This is what you got?
That's why when you absolutely can add a starter for a 28-year-old reliever,
yeah,
you do it every day of the week. All right, taking four callers for a new twist on Hoodwinked. We're freshening it up. Every fifth caller right now, 312-332-3776. Next. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger's here for you, and they're always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. You can get free access to product specialists ready to help you track down hard-to-find items. Plus, Grainger's commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, Cap and J-Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
Hoodwinked is brought to you by the amazing people at Lumal Nati's. You want great pizza? The amazing loose salad? How about the cookie pizza for dessert? Get it all at Lumal Nati's. The passion runs deep. I hand the baton off to the amazingly talented hoodwinker, Jonathan Hood.
That's me. Well, thank you very much, Stoney. Top of the first we go. And here is Lance Johnson. The first pitch is in over for a strike and we're underway.
Thank you.
No balls in a strike to count. One dog. Oh, sorry. All right, so I was going to do the whole inning. That's what I was going to do.
Wow.
All right, Cap, let's start off with TC on 290 as our first contestant.
TC on 290. TC, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
Good, man. How
good,
are
man.
You?
I am good. Just making a long commute to work, but thought I'd call in and give it a shot. You guys said you were changing it up and trying something new, so.
Well, that's what we do around here, TC. We're here to just keep you off balance like this. All right, so one of our hosts said this. Says, Matt Eberflus was on with Carmen and Yurko last week, and he said that he has not been practicing. Said he woke up with something, unless he woke up with or the Bears woke up with a couple of trade calls. So I'll tell you again, one host said Matt Eberflus was on with Carmen and Yurko last week, and he said that he has not been practicing, said he woke up with something, unless he woke up with, or the Bears woke up with a couple of trade calls. Who said that?
You're asking what host said
yes,
that?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Do I have any help from Cap, or is this just solo today?
No, it's Cap's here.
I don't think it was me that said that, but...
Man, if you listen to the station, you kind of know who said that.
Yeah, see, the problem is I only listen in the morning to you guys. I don't listen in the afternoon, so that's the issue.
I guess you just throw them all in a hopper and you go Waddle, Sylvie, Bleck, Abdallah, me, or Hoodie.
Or?
Well, Carmen Yurko did the interview, so I don't think it would be that.
It would be funny if it did. So.
Yeah. So
can you give it to me one time again, Hoodie?
Yes. Matt Eberflus was on with Carmen and Yurko last week, and he said that he has not been practicing, said he woke up with something, unless he woke up with, or the Bears woke up with, a couple of trade calls.
All right, I guess I'll go with Sylvie, just because it sounds right. It sounds like it's the most popular one, but probably going to be wrong here.
All right, you believe it was Sylvie. All right,
yeah,
JR, let's just do the reveal.
Matt Eberflus was on with Carmen and Yurko last week, and he said he had not been practicing. Said he woke up with something.
Yeah, he woke up with something, so we'll see where it is.
Unless he woke up with, or the Bears woke up with, a couple trade calls.
There he is! TC!
Wow, great job, TC!
It's TC, who just hooked you up with Lou Malnati's?
ESPN 1000.
All right. You're the man, TC. Nice job, kid.
Hang on, TC.
Hang on, have a good day.
Matt Eberflus was on with Carmen and Yurko last week, and he said he hadn't been practicing. Said he woke up with something, Waddle.
So, yes, there you go, Sylvie. I mean, if you listen to the station, you know it was him, because he's quoting from a different show.
Correct.
Carmen and Yurko said...
Well, he was able to narrow it down, because it wasn't me, because I didn't say that, and it wasn't the guys doing the interview.
Just be careful.
And it wasn't you.
Just be careful.
Right.
Okay.
So,
next, we've got in the hopper, Chris from Bolingbrook.
Chris from Bolingbrook. Hey, Chris, what's up, Cookie?
What's up, fellas?
What's up? How are you?
I'm doing. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Chris? So you're ready to win some Lou Malnati's?
Let's hope so. Let's go.
Oh, it's so good, man. Oh, it's just the best. Lou Malnati's is at the top of the top.
There you go.
Okay. Which host said this? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I think it's more disrespectful to call him in and say, hey, man, pick the low ball number. That's more disrespectful. I think it's more disrespectful to call him in and say, hey, man, pick the low ball number. That's more disrespectful. Which host said that?
Oh, boy. I need some help here, Cap.
I think it was me. I think I said that. It was in reference to a player on the Cubs. Why don't you at least give him a low ball offer? And I said, that's even more disrespectful.
What do you think?
I like it. Let's go.
Why don't you have a little thought yourself, Chris? You just got to take this Jackaloon's thought? I mean, all the hosts here. Anybody could have said it. You going to just take Cap's word for it?
Yeah, I missed this one. Yep, I'm going to have to.
Oh, boy, you're easy. All right, let's roll it, see if he's a winner.
I think it's more disrespectful to call him in and say, hey, man, we'll pay you, pick the lowball number, whatever. That's more disrespectful.
You think so?
Yes.
There you go, Chris. Take that. Enjoy your dinner.
What station just hooked you up with Lou Malnati's, Chris?
AM 1000.
That's close enough.
You're the man. Have a good day. Enjoy.
Close.
All right. See ya.
There's our guy, Chris, in bowling.
It always concerns me.
All right.
John and Elmhurst is our next contestant here on Hoodwinked on ESPN 1000. Hello, Johnny.
I like this new version. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Cap? It's your boy, Jay Bortoli, on Twitter. How are you?
What's going on? This is the biggest Purdue guy out there. Huge Purdue fan.
Yeah. Well, at least there's one.
Hey, real quick.
Oh, Greg Braggs, that'd be two.
One.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Before we get started, I'm tired of the White Sox, man. I just want to say Tony La Russa belongs in a nursing home, not behind the dugout of that team. So just throw that out there.
There you go.
All right, John. Yeah. Thanks for your Sox thoughts.
Now, yeah, many times.
All right, now it's time. Okay. Now let me see if I can hook you up with Lou Malnati. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Which host said this? As much as we don't like running backs, you and I, as far as the idea of paying them a ton of money, the Dallas Cowboys under Jimmy Johnson never fell in love with their middle linebacker.
Oh, man. This is kind of like a spin on my wife or radio partner.
Not actually, nothing like it. Because it's between the two hosts, and this is with all the hosts. So, actually, so no.
So this is between everybody that could have said this. I'm going to go with Waddle.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a little input here quickly.
Okay, I'll take my answer back real fast.
I would think it was Carmen or Yurko because they said as much as we don't like paying running backs, and that's what they're known for.
Okay.
So
then I'll switch from Waddle to Yurko.
Okay. As much as we don't like running backs, you and I, as far as the idea of paying them a ton of money, the Dallas Cowboys under Jimmy Johnson never fell in love with their middle linebacker. And your answer is?
Yurko.
Okay. You're gonna lock that in.
I'm going to lock it in.
All right. JR, who said it?
As much as we don't like running backs, you and I, as far as the idea of paying them a ton of money, the Dallas Cowboys under Jimmy Johnson never fell in love with their middle linebacker.
How about that? There you go.
All right.
John, actually, I'm the one who read it. You going to keep giving Cap credit? I mean, it's the both of us. We're both on the
That's
show.
My guy.
Okay.
Cap's my guy.
Okay.
He helped me out there.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Hang on. Enjoy, yeah. Johnny.
All right, buddy.
All right. There you go.
Are we done here on GN?
That's it.
Now let's move on to Jason in Evergreen Park quickly.
All right. Jason, you're up, Sparkles.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
What's up, man? How's everything with you?
I'm all right. Getting ready to walk into work.
Here's what I want to do. I want you to be able to have Lou Malnati's in your pocket as you go to work. Don't be the contestant that doesn't win. Right, you got to make this 4-for-4, right?
I'm gonna try.
All right, let's see if we can make it 4-for-4 here on Oprah. All right, here we go. I think it's a great metric or counting stat that can definitely translate into something very meaningful. And Roquan Smith has double-digit TFLs each of the last 2 years. I think I'd vote for Roquan being their best defensive player.
Oh, jeez.
You want it again?
I mean, that's, you know, I listen to a lot of you guys in the morning, and then I listen to a lot of Waddle and Sylvie after work. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's stuff like that. Bear stock's a toss-up. But, I mean, obviously, I'd love a lifeline. Any help would.
Okay, I don't know, but if I was guessing, I would go Tom Waddle.
I don't know.
I mean, that's
right
where
now, I have to say no. I don't know.
Yes.
That's the only thing I was thinking since you were in a Sylvia Yurko and now, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that does sound like something Waddle would say, so I guess I'd have to go Waddle.
All right, let me read it again. I think it's a great metric or accounting stat that can definitely translate into something very meaningful. And Roquan had the double-digit TFLs each of the last 2 years. I think I'd vote for Roquan being their best defensive player. And you're locking in?
Yeah, I mean, I do know Waddle's very... I got it like that. I don't really know what else.
I'd
be just guessing at that point, right?
Oh, okay, you say Waddle. JR, what's the answer?
And I think it is a great metric or just a great... It's a... I can't even imagine. A counting stat. It's a simple counting stat that can definitively translate into something very meaningful. And Roquan had double-digit TFLs each of the last 2 years. I think I'd probably vote for Roquan being their best defense.
Sorry, man. Have a great day, okay?
It's all right, guys. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. There you go. The new and improved version of Hoodwink. I like it a lot. JR recaps his weekend at Lala, and we are on trade deadline watch next.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Cap, you talk about someone who is living his best life, and that is our guy, J.R. Strauss, living his best life.
Yes, he is in a big way.
You talk about all the concerts, all the being out here with the cool kids. That's Will Rock's J.R. Strauss.
Stop it.
It
was a fun weekend. I'm not going to lie. Lala was fantastic, you guys.
Could you just go through all the places that you've been? Because you were at more than just Lala this weekend.
Okay, so I started at Lala on Thursday afternoon, picked up my wristband. My friends Queensryche were in town, a smaller metal band, the Metallica. Yes, I missed Metallica to go hang out with my friends Queensryche, who were playing a show out in Addison. I did an interview with them. That should be coming shortly. We can talk about that some other time.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out with them, saw their show. It was fantastic. They're very good to me. I'm always very, very thankful. They spend a lot of time and, like, really just hang out with me, which is just kind of crazy, right? I mean, why would you want to hang out with me? But they're very generous with their time. That's awesome. They're in town. Friday, I went to Lala,
yes,
which was just crazy. I kept thinking about Cap, what you were saying, Cap's head on a swivel. Wow, wow, wow,
yes.
Wow. I mean, the outfits and the glitter and the cleavage. And the, I mean, seriously, I mean, it's insane. It's people are just half naked running around the street. Saw a couple small bands. It was kind of fun. Saw Royal Blood.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Saw some friends that were working at some of the beverage tents, helping me stay hydrated. Shout out to them. That's always nice.
Hydrated, you say?
Yeah, hydrated. You know, I mean, you need to make sure that you're full of liquids when it's that warm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Saturday was, yeah, just a little bit more Lala. That was fun. And then Turnstile played there. I was front on the rail for Turnstile at Lala, which was just crazy. I mean, thousands of people just jumping up and down. That's a lot of fun, getting pushed into the rail.
Have you shared some of this on Facebook?
I do. My Facebook page, I am at J.R. Strauss. There are some videos from the after show last night as well, where I was with Abdallah at Subterranean with about 300 people at a serious hardcore show. That was...
Abdallah better get all this out of his system. His wife is pregnant. Congratulations to you, Adam. It's amazing. I think Connor's wife is pregnant as well. Congrats to them. That stuff changes, man. When you got a little baby at home, you ain't going to be running around at where? Subterranean.
Subterranean at midnight on a Sunday.
All these other
fantastic,
loud, head-banging bands. Not going to happen.
No, you're right, Cap. I have two kids. You see how it's changed my life completely.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Your kids are older.
No, that's not the point. It's Adam Abdallah. He's still going to go to concerts. And if he can, he'll bring his kid with him. Are you kidding me?
His infant child at a rage?
It's no question.
And what is he, Kyle Farnsworth?
No. They do make baby headphones. Those are cute. But not you know, why kids at a show like that.
Abdallah's going to have, like, the front baby backpack. The baby will be, like, hanging off of his chest while he's stage diving at a metal show.
And no question about it. They love concerts. That's not changing for Adam, that's for sure.
But I have to tell you what happened last night. This actually happened, and I had to laugh at this. I'm front row on the rail for Turnstile, which is just one of these great up-and-coming bands. Hardcore, people diving off the stage. I showed you guys some of the videos earlier. I mean, seriously, doing flips off the stage. It was insane. But I'm up in the front getting it handed to me by these kids, elbowing for my spot, you know.
Yeah.
And these kids are probably in their early 20s. I'm twice their age, holding my own at the front. We get up on stage for the final song. Yes, the band invited us up on stage, and you're darn right I went up there. It was a great time. Got a drumstick from the drummer, and as I'm walking off stage, one of the guitarists stops me and says, "Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed seeing you up here all night."
The guy with the long beard.
The guy with the giant gray beard just throwing down up in the front. I was like, oh, man, I must look just ridiculous.
But it's also because they think that you're 80 years old. It's like, man, this guy is with us. And it's like, yeah, I'm not 80.
It's Rip Van Winkle over here. Yes, I know. I know what I look
That's
like.
That's really awesome.
And I asked Jonathan this in our meeting. You've been to Lala multiple times, not in a long time.
Yeah, I have been.
Snorling, you ever been to Lollapalooza?
I have not gone, though.
Okay. I have never gone either. My kids have gone.
Yeah.
My wife works it every year for Malnati's. It's just not my thing. It's just not.
No,
For you, Cap, I would suggest just going and visiting Mindy one day and just standing there for an hour watching people walk by.
I watch them walk by the window here.
Yeah, you would get more entertainment out of seeing some of the outfits and the lack thereof, for sure.
Yes. For someone who continues to look at cleavage between 7 and 10 every morning, you can see a lot more at Lala. I know that's your speed.
Yeah, it's just
cleavage is your speed, that is for sure.
And they played at like 2 o'clock. Not a bad band.
Yeah. So, but I love the fact that JR is there and he's at the rail.
Living on his small, best life, man.
On a small stage, you know, concerts. You should having fun.
You should see my back. How many bruises are on my back from just getting it handed to me by these? Oh, my goodness. Fighting for your spot. I can't do that stuff anymore, man.
God bless you. All right, shot or no shot is in exactly 2 minutes, and make sure you register for the free Football Fest tickets. ESPNFootballFest.com.